Hello, everybody. This is Raphael. I'm in my car right now because upstairs everybody is sleeping and I had a very important, quite urgent announcement to make. As you guys know, if you've been following the channel, I've always had some difficulties with the Transcendental Meditation Organization. They've always sent me emails and threatened me and so on. But now it's gone a step further where legal action might have to be taken. And their reason is because I'm using the words transcendence. So I want to try to make this message as quick as possible and not take too much of your time. Also, I hope that the sound is okay. I know that the picture is probably awful because I don't have so much light here and I'm not in the best setting possible, but that doesn't matter. I have an important message. So I will probably have to shut down this YouTube channel. I'm not sure exactly yet when, how, what's going to happen. But I will continue to make meditations and I will consider this as a challenge, as an opportunity. Remember the words of Ryan Holiday in this great book on Stoicism, The Obstacle is the Way. Marcus Aurelius, Emperor of Rome, said something like, the impediment to action precedes action. What stands in the way becomes the way. And so I will try my best to live through this philosophy. Of course, I don't have the financial means to fight this organization or to go into any kind of course or anything like this. So basically, I will have to comply to whatever it is that they're saying. What they're saying is that we're not allowed to post any videos. Before it was using the word Transcendental Meditation. This is their trademark, Transcendental Meditation, also the acronym TM. But now they're telling me that anything regarding transcendence in any kind of context, so meditation or no meditation, doesn't matter, which is absurd. It's absolutely absurd. And I am not sure what the legal grounds are. I'm not a lawyer. I'm a meditation guide. I try to guide you guys into your meditations. And I talk about consciousness and self-transcendence. But apparently I'm not allowed to talk about self-transcendence. It's really something that it goes beyond my understanding. And I know that it goes beyond a lot of you guys' understanding too, and rightfully so. I've sent an email to my mailing list explaining everything and on the Telegram channel, and everybody's been really, really supportive. So I really appreciate it. I really appreciate you. If I have to make a new channel, I'll make a new channel. I'll start from scratch. This channel has taken me approximately 2 years to build, a lot of time, a lot of energy. As you guys know, I post daily meditations. So there's over 600 meditations on this channel that I might have to take away. And that's okay, you know. Somebody on the channel, on the group chat, told me lotus blossoms in the swamp, and I don't consider that I'm in the swamp, but it might have to, you know, starting from scratch, a YouTube channel is very difficult, and I think I'm, you know, I put a lot of hard work, but I know that there's a lot of luck involved into creating a successful community like we've done. I've hesitated to post this email before. I've hesitated to post this video now. It was actually the idea of Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca. That replied to my email and said, make a video now so that people know where to find you if this channel is shut down. So if you want to find me, you can go on my website, www.raphaelreiter.com. And there you can sign up to my newsletter. They have threatened to close all of my channels. So not only YouTube, but also my podcast, my website, which I doubt they can do. But the podcast and YouTube, I know that they very probably can. My blog, I'm not sure. I'm really in the unknown here. As I said, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know all these things, but I do want to make sure that you know where to find me. So you can also find me on Instagram at raphael.writer. I'm semi-active there. You know, I'm not that big on social media. I also have Twitter at Raphael Reiter, R-A-P-H-A-E-L-R-E-I-T-E-R. I'm very inactive there. I basically just, you know, watch news and things like this on Twitter. and but at least those are places where I can post where I'm going to post my meditations next. The meditation challenge, currently we're on day 47, I guess, of the 100 days meditation challenge. I'm not sure what's going to happen there. I'm going to continue in the next few days to post it. They have given me a deadline of October the 1st to take legal actions. As I told you, I can't afford legal actions right now. So this is how it's going to go. So I will probably have to make a new channel, and I'll invite you to do the new channel, and we'll just avoid any kind of words. Transcendence, you know, I mean, it's a word in the dictionary. Transcend, to transcend, means to go beyond. Self-transcendence, going beyond ourselves and into the realization that we are not an ego in a bag of skin, to the realization that self with a little s is actually part of self with a big s, that we are not detached from the world, we're not detached from the universe, we are part, as I say often in the meditations, part of the entity that is life. And this is what transcendence means to me. We go into a lot of details in different videos on meditation and transcendence and things like this, but these are, you know, I mean, as I said, I'm trying to make this as short as possible and not waste too much of your time. So if you want to continue meditating with me, I would love to have you. I'm honored to be part of your journey. It's been a great ride. This is not a goodbye, by the way, because as I said, I have no idea what's going to happen. But for now, it's not a goodbye. It's hey, I might have to shut down the YouTube channel and everything else. So, but yeah, it's not a short term thing, this meditation. I never set out to be a meditation teacher. I became a meditation teacher because I posted one or two meditations after I've learned, actually, I did the official Transcendental Meditation course, and I thought it was amazing, and I know that a lot of people can't afford these kind of things, and so I started to make videos like this. This is how it all started. If you go to the beginning of the channel, you'll see all these things, and they've been very bad about all this. But I started getting emails of people telling me this changed my life. I was never able to meditate before, and finally I can. I've had messages that, you know, I make it a point that people talking to me directly by email or whatever, it's completely confidential. But I have had emails of people that said, you know, they wanted to end their lives. They were lost. They were so anxious. The angst was constant, all day, all night, couldn't sleep, couldn't eat. I've had people telling me they could finally reconnect with their parents, with their children also. I've had so many emails that, although it was not my purpose, it became a calling, it became a duty. And I've committed to it for the last 2 years. I've committed myself, whatever happens, I'll post meditations. If this can help, then this is what I have to do. What one can do, one must do. Going to the philosophy of Abraham Maslow, what one can be, one must be. And although this, you know, it was not my choice of trajectory, it became my choice of trajectory, and it has been a long-term commitment, and the commitment is not changing. So I am still committed to create all these meditations. I'm still committed to help you as best as I can. You can always reach out to me. I answer to every single messages. This has been very rewarding. You know, you can't do selfless acts without it being completely unselfish. Of course, I have great rewards from it. This community, your messages, your positivity, your encouragement, your love, your vibration, your communication, it's been extremely rewarding for me. So it's not been an unselfish act by any means, and I don't think it is possible. That's another debate, another thing for another time, but we will continue. We will continue, whether on this channel or on another channel. But yeah, it was important for me to make this video so that, you know, if I'm not there tomorrow or the next day or the next day, you know where to find me. This is just an obstacle. As we said before, the obstacle is the way. We reflect every day on mortality. as we do in Stoic philosophy. And the reason for this is to realize that everything is impermanent. Everything is impermanent. Nothing ever comes to an everything always comes to an end. The only thing that doesn't come to an end is the present moment. But the impermanence of things. There's a quote by Seneca, and I think I'll finish by this because I'm a little bit emotional, as you can see. It's okay. It's normal. But there's a quote by Seneca that I've always struggled with. That's always made me uncomfortable in an intrinsic way. But it's so true, and it's so important to reflect on this. Seneca, Stoic philosopher, 2,000 years ago, he said, "Next time you kiss your son, remember that he's mortal." And what he means by this is that everybody's mortal. Everybody is finite. Everything is finite. Today might be your last day. Marcus Aurelius would say, this action might be your last. Make it count. And of course, having a son, this quote is deeply hurtful, but it's so true. And so the impermanence of things is something that is very important to reflect on. And if this has come to an end, and this has come to an end, and if this is a new beginning, because I'm not dying, although today might be my last day, who knows what can happen. You know, it's only going to be a new beginning, and we will continue on this journey. We will continue with the course. The course is called Transcendence in Meditation, a Superpower for the Mind, Body and Soul. I've contacted the course provider and they said, yeah, they received an email, but they won't shut down the course. I need to take action on this, but they were really nice about it and comprehensive. And they also don't understand because it has nothing to do with it. There are not the words that are copyrighted, so I don't use the word transcendental meditation, but apparently transcendence, self-transcendence in all contexts, which is absurd. Again, it's absurd. If you read all the books by Ram Dass or Alan Watts or, you know, any kind of mystic spirituals, you know, the Upanishads, Vedanta philosophy, everything is based on this, self-transcendence, to transcend the self, to go beyond your ego, to realize that the voice in your head is not what defines you. You are not the voice in your head. You are not just part of the world, you are the world. And this is, you know, it's also something I've been reflecting about recently. I wrote in the email last week, I think, about self-love and about this notion that we don't come into the world, but we come from the world. This is also from Alan Watts. And you know, I'm a little bit shocked, but it's going to be okay. And thank you so much for all your messages, all your emails. You know, I've sent the newsletter just a few hours ago, and I've gotten amazing feedback, amazing messages, people wanting to help. So, and great advice, Rebecca, to make this video. This is it. And I hope that I didn't waste too much of your time. It's already been 13 minutes. So yeah, again, sign up to the newsletter, have a look at our Telegram group. It's a really cool place. We're not a lot of people there, but we can share our experiences. I share some quotes and things like this, and we work on being together, of being together, not us against the world, us in the world, us inside of a community, not in the sense of these are in people and these are out people, but in the sense of sharing, instead of sharing our experiences and our thoughts and getting support when we need it. We all need support sometimes. Yeah, that's it. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you. I love you. Take care. See you soon. Bye.